Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Nedarim Perik Dalid Mishnah Beis. Hamudra Haname Chaveira. Someone has been answered by a neder to have any hana from someone else. I can't have any hana from you. Shaykel HaShikloi. You can still pay my Machzus HaShekel. Every year is Mechuyev to give a Machzus HaShekel for Karbanah Sibur. Even though I can't have any hana from you, you can still pay my machzus shekel. Shaykel shikloi. You're doing a mitzvah. Not only that, let's say I owe someone money. Uperei es chayv, you can pay his chayv. You can go pay my chayv. Wait a second. I have to pay up a chayv. You're paying it up for me, and that's not called I'm having hana from you? So according to one pshat, says the Batanura, we're talking about a case where I owe someone money. When that person gave me the money, he befeirish told me, I'm not going to press you to pay back. In other words, if someone is banging on my door and he's saying, excuse me, you have to pay up that loan, you have to pay up the loan, and I'm embarrassed for my wife and kids and I'm under such pressure. And someone comes running and says, I'll pay it up. You can't have a bigger hana than that. But we're talking about a case where this malva, this lender, promised not to pressure me at all. So I'm not under pressure to pay it back. He goes and pays it up. That's very nice. That's not called a violation of the nether. Because if you wouldn't have paid up the chayv, I wouldn't have been pressured to pay it anyway. Even though, of course, ultimately, al pi halacha, I have to pay it back. Some shita say, no, doesn't necessarily have to be this case. They say a bigger chiddush, even if he would have been under pressure to pay back the loan. Lemaisa, because the person I can't have any enough from is not giving me money directly, he's giving it to a third party, he can do it. Another chiddush says the Mishnah, what someone can do for me, even though a neder prevents me from having any hana from him, umachzru loy es avidase. He can return my lost object. It makes no difference who's returning it to who. The one that's usher to give hana, the one that's usher to take hana, this is a mitzvah of a shavas aveda. He's doing a mitzvah. However, makim shen noitan aleil schar, in a place where for returning an aveda they paid for it. What do you mean? You're charging the person for a mitzvah? No, but if he took off time from work to have to return it, there could be, you have to pay him something toward that. So what do we do with that money? Tipol hanala hegdash. That has to be given over to hegdash. I don't understand. Just don't take the money. Even a place where you would compensate the person for some loss of work. You don't have to take the money. No, says the Batanu. You know what we're talking about over here. Both of these people can't have enough from each other. The one that's returning the Aveda and the one that's receiving the Aveda. So what happens here is we're stuck. If I take the money, I'm having enough. If I don't take the money, he's having enough. That's what we're saying. So the money should be taken, but it should go to Hegdash. Now, a lot of times, under these circumstances, we say, Yoylech Hanoli Yam HaMelech, throw it into the Yam HaMelech. But we don't save it over here. Because when you say, Koinim, someone's Hana on me, he's answering his hana as if it was Hegdish. That's why any hana that comes to him goes to Hegdish. That's how the Batanura explains it. Okay. So we learned Hamadur hana mechaveiroi. I can't have any hana from a certain person, but he can still give my machzus shekel. And not only that, he can pay up my chayv. If I owe someone else money, he can pay it up. He's stopping that person from collecting from me. So we said about the Batanura brings two pshatim over here. This is discussed in the Gemara. Some say it's where Lemaisa, that person, had told me he's not going to pressure me for the money. Some say, even if there's no such thing that he's not going to pressure me for the money, no, he will pressure me for the money. But the fact is that because I'm not taking money directly from him, he's just giving it to someone else, then it's okay. And of course, still has to be understood why. And as a Shemiz book, you learn the Sugyas HaGemara, you'll understand how these things work. Also, that person who I can't have any hana from finds something that I lost, he can return it to me. Now, suppose I can't have any hana from him and he can't have any hana from me. And we have a problem because in this place, the minig is that if someone returns and evaded to me, I compensate him to some degree for the work that he lost during this time of a Shabbos Aved. So he can't take the money because then he's having hana from me. On the other hand, if he doesn't take it, I'm having enough from the fact that normally I would have to pay for something, which I don't have to pay. So what do we do? The answer is you give it to Hegdesh.